You give little when you give your possessions. It's when you give of yourself that you really give. This chapter contains a very suggestive story. A king, he sent his son, Joram, to congratulate him, for Hadadezer and Toi were enemies. He gave David presents made from silver, gold, and bronze. Fast forward several centuries in another king. When the time was right, God sent his son, and a woman gave birth to him. His sons obeyed the law, so he could set us free from the law, and we could become God's children. This son, God, the son, brought us another kind of gifts. Among many others, love, peace, joy, and forgiveness, and eternal life. But he did not limit himself by giving us gifts. He gave himself for us. He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was only for the hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow cannot fly. If that isn't love, then heaven is a myth. There's no feeling like this, if that isn't love. Yet it was our grief he bore, our sorrows that weighed him down. And if we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins, but he was wounded and bruised for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was lashed and we were healed. He was wounded and mistreated for our sins. All of his gifts are still available. You should begin with his gifts of himself. For whoever has him has life. But to have him, it is necessary to receive him.